Next application is conditional use 1753, the application of R.T. Absher Jr., General Contracting Incorporated, to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an office and equipment storage for a septic and masonry business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 5.28 acres, more or less, lying west of Route 16 and 1,150 feet north of Road 587. This application was also reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission on October 23rd of 2008. The commission received an exhibit packet similar to the packet I just provided to the council. We heard comments from DelDOT that the level of service A may change the level of service B. The county engineering department made comments. Raymond T. Absher Jr. and Lori Absher were present with Tim Willard, attorney, and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1753 for R.T. Absher Jr. General Contracting Incorporated based on the record and for the following reasons. One, the use is of a public or semi-public character. The applicant performs services for both residential and agricultural uses in this area of Sussex County. Two, the proposed use will not adversely affect the neighboring and adjacent properties. There is an existing conditional use on this property, and there are other more intensive uses nearby. Three, the use will not adversely affect traffic or area roadways. And four, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, this conditional use shall supersede and replace the prior conditional uses granted by Ordinance Number 783 and Ordinance Number 1432. B, the use shall be limited to a general contracting headquarters for a site preparation, septic well, and masonry business. C, there shall be no more than four employees on the site during business hours and a total of 20 employees employed by the business. D, all vehicles, equipment, pipe, aggregates, soils, and masonry stored on the site shall be located in designated areas on the site and shall be shown on the final site plan. E, business hours shall be from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. F, one lighted sign shall be permitted at the entrance to the property not to exceed 32 square feet in size. G, there shall be no hazardous material stored on the site. H, as stated by the applicant, a fence shall be built and maintained dividing the property from the residential and commercial use, and a hedgerow shall be maintained between the property and the agricultural use. And I, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. And, gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
Mr. Tim? Willard.
Good evening, Tim.
Good evening, gentlemen. Mr. Witzel took about 15 minutes. I should be less than that unless you have a lot of questions.
I think they'll give you points if you don't take it.
That's my goal anyway. This is a conditional use application for a general contracting business to be operated on Route 16 just northwest of Greenwood. I represent Mr. Absher. This is Ray Absher. He's got the general contracting business. His wife, Lori Absher, is with them. They're both from Sussex County. They have two children, live just west of Bridgeville. He started this business about 6 years ago. It's about 6 years ago, and he's actually done quite well. He has some licensed septic installers. He does wells. He performs work on agricultural business as well as residential, some chicken houses and other farming businesses. He bought this property, which is 5.5 acres, the larger plots up there. That's the conditional use site plan. A couple years ago, and immediately applied for conditional use to operate his general contracting business there. I'm going to, for purposes of the record, I'm going to go through my booklet, establish certain record things, and if you have questions, I think everybody's got one of the books. The first tab in that points to the conditional use law, as well as the AR1 purpose, and we believe, as the commission found, that this business does serve a semi-public use to the extent they're putting in wells and septic and also working on agricultural facilities in that area for site work. It's also consistent with your current effective or the effective comp plan that was applicable when he applied, that is supporting the agricultural uses and other commercial uses in the area. Tab 2 gives you some idea of what the area looks like. Not much going on around there on Hickman Road or 16 other than farming business, chicken houses. Right next door, this is a Google Earth picture in Tab 2, right next door on this side of the property, fairly large operation, metal salvage, like a junkyard. I don't want to say junkyard, but it's a metal salvage.
I don't really.
No, no.
Yeah.
It embarrasses Mr. Right. Jones.
That's been a good business to be in lately. You also have on
not right now. I'm dropping
it. Oh, did it? In that same tab, you have an actual tax map of where the site is. What's significant about this application, I think, just as Mr. Witzel says, his application was like the most de minimis one you've ever had in the last few years. What this one is actually a reduction in use. If you look at tab 3, this property has a conditional use to operate used car sales, and then on top of that, the previous owner got a conditional use to sell campers and trailers and also dismantle them, like a trailer junkyard. So when you look at seeing what Mr. Absher has done to the property, you can see why his business has been successful. He runs a pretty tight ship. It's a neat property. He's fixed it up. In tab 4, you have a copy of conditional use 1266, which is the metal salvage business next door. Tab 5 was the original site plan, which you can kind of disregard. I put that in there just so Planning Commission wouldn't be confused, and you won't. Tab 6 is just a smaller version of that. And what you can see is there are three lots, residential lots in the front, and I think actually Mr. Werner, who's a neighbor here, may have purchased those. There's already a fence that's required in the condition. It's built. It's 8 foot solid painted that goes along there. There's already an agricultural buffer that goes along the agricultural end, the south end of the property. As you can see from the site plan, it's well organized, so you'll have trucks here, truck parking here. There's an office, two bays and a metal workshop here, an office there. These bins are for wash stone, driveway stone, sand, topsoil, fill dirt. There's a concrete pad here for storing pipes, PVC, and things like that. This will be an employee parking. The nature of the contract business, and as the conditions state, which we have no problem with, be about four employees there, maybe 20 when things are good. They arrive, go to their site, and the commission approved that plan as is, and the conditions as we recommended. Tab 7, you have the photographs. Tab 8, you have Del Dot, no change. Tab 8, you have, he's got a CO for the office already with the septic permit, with the well permit. Tab 10, I know Mr. Rogers probably wants me to spend some time on this, but I'm going to move a little quickly because it's not really relevant. On this property here, when he re-subdivided, there was a really old building there, and you'll have photographs of it that Mr. Absher donated that building that was dated from the 1700s to the Milford Historical Society, and that's just pictures of them moving out of there. What that has to do with the conditional use, I'm not sure, but it was kind of significant.
Nice touch.
Nice touch. Mr. Werner wrote you all a letter saying he likes these guys,
right.
They do good work, and they have the conditions. Mr. Absher, can you come forward, please? You've heard my representations to the council tonight about your application and what you want to do and what you have done there. Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
Do you have anything you want to add?
Nope.
That's perfect. No, you do if you want.
Are you for it or against it?
I think the lady with him is against it.
Is there anyone else here who has an interest in this matter who would like to come forward and be heard? Let the record show no one else asked to be recognized. We'll close the public hearing.
Please.
The title is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office and equipment storage for a septic and masonry business to be located in certain parts of land lying in being Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 5.28 acres, more or less.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance with the conditions.
Nine. Second.
With how many?
Nine
conditions.
Thanks for helping me out. It's been moved and seconded that we approve conditional use 1753 with the nine conditions as stated by P&Z.
No.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
My vote is yes with the conditions, and thank you. Thanks for being patient, too. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tim. Have a good night, man. Old business.
I got a question for Mr. Attorney.
Yes.
Mr. Attorney, is there any problem with three people dealing with old business? Is there any, do we have any rules about numbers?
Well,
my concern is if
in order to actually do anything, you'll all have to vote the same way.
So everything would have to be in the affirmative?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion we defer on all old business.
Oh, yeah, we talking about? We got old business now?
I don't know how.
What we got on there?
Got five. All been approved by P&Z.
All right, you want to take
it? Anything, what he's saying is, anything that
has to be unanimous.
One of us knows on, it's done. Two can't be in a positive.
Right.
So if you got something on here you want, and I vote no, and you two vote yes, it's dead.
That's what I'm trying to say. It might.
I abstain from voting.
It's still
I'm the last
dead.
Vote. Then it just stays in a neutral position.
Well, that's what I say. It might be fair. It might be more fair for the applicants in this thing to have
right.
one more. And I'm just trying to, I'm not. Whether you, I don't know how you all vote.
Wait a minute,
I would just,
now wait a minute. You were just giving us a song and dance and we were loading it up. The loading system.
Well, it's loaded. I had no idea we would have a councilman that's obviously been drinking tonight and lost control and is a mess. And I don't know. I mean, he's got a lot of personal problems and we'll just have to let him work his way through it. But I think if we can defer on these tonight, well, these applicants would have a better.
I got no problem because guess what? I'm here for the sun comes up. It doesn't make a dang to me.
And also,
well,
gentlemen,
let's just put them on the ninth, and we'll start the ninth.
Mr. Lanks
on the
also
o'clock.
Stated that none of the individuals are here, so nobody has come. So it's just, I think it'd be prudent to do it, but it's up to
well,
you. If
it's
you,
old business, they don't need to be here.
That's exactly right.
Thank you.
If it's something that we'll probably go through quickly, we'll do it quickly another day.
One second, that motion, Mr.
It's up to somebody else. I would make a motion.
I'm just sitting here and just listening.
Second,
I'm just making
counsel.
Statements that you were the one that complained about loading the system. Now you want to unload
if you
the
vote
system.
No, if you vote no and him, I vote yes. We
I'm
still
sorry.
Got,
I
did.
Listen.
I could. Yeah, I
couldn't keep my other half of my caucus yeah. here. If I could have held him here, we could have had the votes.
I understand.
Not my fault. It's out of my control. The Lord works in mysterious ways.
You are so full of it. George. If they probably send down, if the Lord does work a serious way, probably you get struck by lightning about now. That's what, yeah, that's it.
Why are your pants on fire?
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes to defer. Just due to lack of a good quorum or whatever you want to call it.
Mr. Rogers?
Can you wait? I'm on the phone. Oh, no. Yeah, I'll vote yes.
Are you calling Rich?
I'll vote yes to defer. No,
oh, you're
trying to see what Rich Collins else. Tells him to do.
That's my ass. I will be a nice guy and not abstain or not vote no because guess what? George, I know you want to get home and get to bed because you're beauty sleep. You need it. My vote is certainly yes.
Everybody. Everybody take an extra dose of vitamin C tonight when I go.
Huh? Do you want these on the second?
No, I want to put them on the ninth.
Ninth.
All of them.
I'll be quick anyway. But George is right. It wouldn't be fair.
Right, well, Robin, I'll sit with you and look at the agenda, okay?
Yeah, what, right.
After me. Okay. Motion for adjournment, please.
You mean to take a chance on that? It's up to me. I don't care. I'll vote whatever. What are we doing now?
We're going home.
Take a motion, we adjourn?
Yes.
Second.
Move and second it. We adjourn. All in favor, signify, saying aye.
All right.
Okie dokie.
You got to make a meeting.
Robin, we'll just...